We thank you, Lord, for this precious blood, which we've been singing about tonight. Lord, yes. Because of thy precious shed blood, paid the price of redemption, we can come boldly into your presence by the new and living name. Amen. Lord, by faith we accept that that blood was shed for us, Lord. By faith we accept, Lord Jesus Christ, that under the blood all our sins are gone. I'm gone this day. Amen. Thank you, Lord. There's no more remembrance of them. Amen. In your sight no more. But Lord, yes. When you look on us through the blood, you see your precious only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we give you thanks that you said that your righteousness would be imputed unto us. And we thank you, Lord, with boldness we can come through the ramp this evening, giving you praise and glory and honor. Hallelujah. And with thanksgiving in our heart. Lord, the psalmist David said, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. Amen. I will enter his courts with praise. I will rejoice. Yes. This saying, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. Hallelujah. And be glad in it. Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord, for thou doest every good thing, Lord, and every good thing we have comes from you. Lord, we ask you this evening, Lord, that as the sound of the gospel goes forth, Lord, indeed, that the hearts of men and women, Lord, throughout the airwaves, wherever they may be, that stating convicted of sin, Lord, that the Holy Ghost will do his work and convict the hearts of men and women to sin and lead them to repentance in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, that you may receive glory and honor and praise. And Lord, I ask you, Lord, this evening that you'll encourage and uplift every single one that's in this place tonight.
Hallelujah.
And may everyone go out better, having heard thy word, than what they came in. Lord Jesus, we pray that you'll help us to grow, not to stand still, and
Amen.
Not just to be stagnant, but I pray, Lord, every time we come to service, and every time we pray, and every time we come into your presence, that we'll grow unto you, Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, that you'll help us, Lord, to mature, and help us, Lord Jesus Christ, to divide the word of God rightly, and help us, Lord Jesus Christ, even to digest the strong weight of thy word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, for every head that's bowed in this place tonight, that you'll pour out your spirit upon each one, and reveal yourself unto each one according, Lord, to what the need is this evening. Lord, if there's any in our midst that's needing a special need tonight, I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll meet it. Because, Lord, you specialize in things thought impossible.
Amen.
What you can do, what no other can do. Lord, sometimes we're beyond the help of man. But Lord, even as a brother said, nevertheless, there's help elsewhere.
Amen.
And Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you are a very present help in the time of trouble. And Lord, we thank you that we can call upon you at any time of the day or night. Lord, we're glad this evening, Lord, to be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. We're glad to take your name, Lord Jesus,
Amen.
And we're called Christians tonight because we are identified with you, because we've been bought with a price. We're not our own, but we're bought with a price, and we give you thanks, Lord Jesus Christ, for that tonight. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, now to help us, Lord Jesus, to tune into thy word this evening, Lord. Let us draw in your spirit, and Lord, let us be always expecting thy soon coming return. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Maybe just sing a chorus or two, or maybe a tally if you want. Would you like to sing a song tonight? Or?
Well, I brought the music.
There's no music. I can't read music.
No.
Yeah. I'm afraid. But maybe for next week we'd love to get all the lined up. You know, we'll sing a chorus or two before the pastor comes tonight. If you're feeling free to stand, let us stand on our feet. We'll sing. Windows of heaven are open, the blessings are falling tonight. Joy, joy, joy in my heart.
Amen.
Jesus
Hallelujah.
Makes everything right. I give him my old tattered garment. He gives me a robe of pure white. The peace of today on the morning. That's why I'm happy to sing.
The windows of heaven.
That's the most important thing. Salvation, W.P. Nicholson said, from the guttermost to the uttermost. Amen. Praise God, and our God's name. Well, let's sing this tonight, praise God, before we turn to the Word of God. And if you're tuned in tonight, may the Lord bless you, and you're very welcome. Praise the Lord.
When His Word at hand,
scriptures, and We've had a new set of rules coming out, and it's really hard to follow all these rules the government's been giving out. I don't think the government knows themselves all the rules they're giving out. And when there's confusion amongst them, there's bound to be confusion amongst everybody else. But what I want to do tonight is we're trying to do whatever we can, our part, like a brother said. You have to wear the seatbelt, that's fine. But you see, our real help is the Lord.
Amen.
And I want to show you again this evening from the Word of God. And I shared this at one of our drive-ins, some of these scriptures before. And I want you to be encouraged tonight. And you can wear a face mask and all them things are good. But here's the thing. I want you to really think of this. There was nurses in the hospital in Craigavon wore all that stuff. And they transmitted it to other patients. How could they transmit it when they weren't all the things they were? But yet they did. They transmitted it. So if you're caught, it's good to wear a mask. It's good to do it. We're doing, coming in and out, all that they're saying. And into the shops and all them things. But it is God that's our help.
Amen.
God is our help. And we are to seek God. And we are to look to the Lord.
Amen.
And when man fails, well, it's definitely God you're going to need.
Amen.
Just like the old priest when he gave the man the last rites. A lifetime in darkness. And he knelt down as the man was dying. And he whispered into his ear and he said, it's now between you and God. But why did he never tell him that before the hour of death? I want to tell you and I want to read this word of God tonight. Psalms 91. And I want you to be encouraged. Don't think I'm knocking any rules or regulations. I'm not. But I'm not depending on any of them because they could change them tomorrow morning again. And by next week they could change them again.
Right.
Now you know that's the truth.
Right.
So I can't work on any of them things. I'm working with the Lord.
Amen.
And I believe God's word. And if God cannot keep his word, then we're serving a fake God. Either we're serving the real God or the fake God. We heard this morning, our brother spoke so well this morning, and even the testimony we heard as well, where children were, the teacher prayed, and God supernaturally gave them provision. Was that God or not?
Amen.
It was God. Now, God can hear them, God can hear you.
Amen.
You say, but he might me hear you. No, he will. For the Bible says God is no respecter of persons.
Amen.
Psalms 91 verse 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noises, pestilence, and many other interpretations, and your Bible might even say it, deadly pestilence. He will deliver you from it.
Amen.
He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth in the noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. You see, people of this idea, you could get it, and if you contact certain people, you could get it. But you see, that's not accurate. Here's my question to the medical. What would they do with a man called John G. Lake? Who went to Africa when there was an outbreak of a plague And what this plague is nothing, absolutely nothing, to the plague that was in Africa, and you can read that yourself. People were dying in the thousands.
That's right.
Every single day. And Leek challenged them. Not only did he not wear protection, he says, take your plague,
that's right,
your germs, and place it on me.
That's right, amen.
And it will not live in my body.
Praise the Lord.
Put it in my hands, it won't live in me. And they said, we've never heard nothing like it. And they took the microscope on the germs and they placed it on the hands of John G. Leek. And when it touched Leek's hands, it died.
Amen.
Now I'm not telling you to go and do that because you couldn't do it. Because you're not Leek. But if you believe God the way Leek did, you could do it.
Amen.
It's like William Branham said, you mightn't have the faith to do certain things, but don't stop the man that has.
Amen.
Because there is people that have faith. And if you need your faith to come up more, then faith comes by hearing and hearing the news. No, it won't come up hearing the news. That'll bring it down. It'll come up by hearing the word of God.
Amen. That's right.
It won't come up hearing false news.
That's it.
And fake news.
That's right.
But come up hearing the word of God.
Amen. Right.
I know people during this, what they call this, and I'm sorry, I don't class this as a pandemic myself. I refuse to say that. But there's people I know in need of operations, several people I know personally that are not receiving the treatment they need because of this carry on. And they're suffering. And you know, a school in Barn Bridge, where they said the children mix it and they bring it home to their parents. Well, the school my children go to, it was put up just the other day. There's not one case in the whole of the school.
Amen.
And they mix with each other all day.
Brilliant.
So all this evidence in Palau is not accurate. And I know one fella says this, some fella says something else. I know all that. But God's our help.
Amen.
It is God we're trusting.
Amen. Absolutely.
The Lord. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is thy refuge, my refuge, even the Most High my habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. You say, but brother, what if somebody gets it? Then just say, like the three Hebrew children, we know you can deliver us, Lord.
Right.
But if you don't, we're still not bad.
Amen.
What about that for an attitude? That's the attitude they had.
Amen.
They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash the foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lad and the otter and the young man, and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. And we know this is a prophecy concerning Jesus. Because he had set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him.
Amen.
I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Hallelujah.
Now there's no way I could bring all I have tonight. The word of God is unending. But I want to talk to you this evening from the word of God and from these scriptures about divine healing facts. These are not statements, they are facts.
Amen.
Fact, just like a brother said, notwithstanding. When man fails and everything fails, God won't fail.
Amen.
God never fails. What is impossible with man is possible with God. And all things are possible to them that believe. I was thinking this morning, what would we do if we were called upon to raise somebody from the dead? And there's many Surely he shall deliver thee. Now he promised it. God promised it. It's not me that promised it. It's God that promised it. And God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the son of man he needs repent. He watches over his word, Jeremiah says, to bring it to pass. God watches over his word. He's Hebrews 13 and 8, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
He's Malachi 3, verse 6, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. A pandemic doesn't change God. But God can change a pandemic. There was a pandemic, a real pandemic in Egypt. But God said to Moses, when I see the blood, I'll pass over your house.
Amen.
Now if you don't have the blood, you'll die. But if you've got the blood, you won't die. And God kept his end of the bargain.
That's right.
And Moses believed God and applied the blood.
Amen.
God promised his deliverance. Believers shall be kept from imminent danger. Even though it's fatal, God is promising he can keep us. This business you'll have to take, it's rubbish. I'll guarantee there's people in this room and you didn't take the flu last year. Put your hand up, you never took the flu last year. Right? Well then why would you want to take it this year if you never took it last year?
That's right.
This business, if you have to take it, it's a lie. That's to brainwash people. Do you know one of the worst things about what's happening, and this is medically proven, use that's in the medical, know that you can research this. This is the truth. When you brainwash people enough of an ailment and a condition that it affects their immunity and it brings their immunity down because stress works on them and the stress drops their immunity and they're more subject to take something when they're stressed out and their immunity falls down. But my word to you is, let your immunity be raised up. Think upon the Lord and the things of God. For God is your refuge. God is your head. God's your healer, your savior. You're baptizing the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
And you're soon coming to the Lord.
Amen.
Meditate upon these things.
That's right.
Not the media.
That's right.
You know, the news, you have to get rid of it at times. There's so much rubbish on it. And so much lies on it. So same when you hear about Donald Trump. I never heard no man that they've talked about as much as Donald Trump. They never named Obama, sure they didn't. And all the dirty stuff he's done, they never talked as much about him. But Trump loves Israel and they helped Israel and they've done all the things God said to do. Now I'm not saying I'm for Trump or against him. But I'm telling you, God says if you bless my people, I'll bless you. That's in the word of God. You can't change it.
That's right.
And those that curse my people, I'll curse them. Hallelujah. Now I don't want a political broadcast tonight.
Let it go on.
But I'll tell you something out of a second.
Freedom of speech.
All these rules and conditions.
Praise the Lord.
You know there's a certain man and he's a program that runs and he did his best to get a preacher jailed not that long back.
That's right.
And he's running about again and shooting off his big mouth.
Right, that's it.
I'm surprised nobody's closed it for him.
Right.
Now if it was brought out what he is, he would blush.
Right.
He would blush, I'll tell you that. But he likes to poke into everybody else's legs. I tell you one thing, it's never good to throw stones when you live in a greenhouse. The glass is easily broke. Amen. And the Bible says it'll be noise from the housetops.
Amen. Glory
to God.
Right.
Hallelujah. Now look, God's promised to protect us in our natural life, in our spiritual life. God has promised from these dangers which are threatening and very near, God can protect us.
That's right.
We know there's something out there that's real. We know that. And we know there was meeting in the laboratory as well. We know that some man made it. And then people blame God. Isn't it amazing that man always blames God? God brought it. God done it. Well, I'll tell you what. God never brought the first sin. Adam and Eve done that for themselves. They brought it with the curse of sin upon themselves. They grace.
Is the Lord.
God himself will be your protector. That's what he's saying here. I will be your protector. He shall cover thee with his feathers under his wings, which eludes the hen gathering your little ones. The hen gathers her little chicks under her wings. She protects them from the storm. She protects them from the danger. She protects them. The hen protects them. How many knows how deadly a peregrine falcon is? They can kill pigeons and all them things. See, they're real heroes, aren't they? Well, you know, I seen the other day a fella had something up, and there was a hen with wee chicks. Maybe it was one of them roosters, brother. But it was a hen anyhow, rooster perhaps. But one of them falcons dip in, boy, was just going to lift the hen, but it got some shot. That rooster turned on it.
Amen.
And he gave him the spur treatment.
Brilliant.
And the peregrine could do nothing with him. And I tell you, God has promised he will be our protector.
Amen.
From the enemy.
Hallelujah.
And our enemy's not your brother beside you.
That's right.
Your enemy's not COVID-19. Your enemy's the devil.
That's it.
That's your real enemy of creation.
That's right.
It's the devil and the demons of hell.
That's right.
But God's promised us protection.
Praise the Lord.
He promised us power over the devil.
Amen.
Power over unclean spirits.
Amen.
Power over the scorpion. Amen. You'll trample them under your feet. You'll lay hands in the sick. And they'll recover. That's the word of God.
Amen. Always.
That's the things we need to hear about.
Amen.
Not all this negative stuff.
That's right.
By natural instinct, that hen protects them. She calls them under her protection when she sees them in danger. Not only keeps them safe, but cherishes them and keeps them and warms them. And she nourishes them. And God protects us as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. So the Lord gathers us and protects us. And you can read it in Matthew 33, verse 37. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler, a strong defense. God's truth. God is as willing to guard his people as a hen is to guard his chicks. Do you believe that? Psalms 46, verse 1 to 2. God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Therefore will I not fear, though the earth be moved, removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. We're not worrying. It is the Lord we're trusting.
That's right.
What if someone takes us absent from the body, present with the Lord? Praise God.
Amen.
For it.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Paul wasn't worried about death. He said, "Death, where's your sting? Grave, where's your victory?"
Hallelujah.
Swallowed up at Calvary. He was trusting the Lord because he was saved. When you're saved and born again in the Spirit of God,
amen,
you have no fear.
Hallelujah.
Now I want to tell you a little bit about healing tonight. Many believe that God sometimes heals the sick, but they have no personal knowledge of Jesus as an indwelling healer, an ever-present healer. When you get saved, did the Lord leave you? The Lord's with you from the day and hour you could see him. Where is he, brother?
Amen.
He's in your heart. Is that right?
Amen.
The Lord is in your heart. That little child sings it. Little child says it. Come in my heart today. Come in my heart to stay. And it's true. And so is the healer. The same Lord that's your Savior is the same Lord that's your healer. And the same Lord that saves you and stays with you. And he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Though with you always, even to the end, that same Jesus is your present healer.
Yeah, that's right.
He's with you tonight. He's not, you don't have to go up to bring him down, but down to bring him up, but he's beside you. He's near you. He's closer than the breath you breathe.
Amen.
Our God's a very present help. Now someone that's present means it's right there with you. You don't have to travel out to get God. But the Bible promises you that God is with you. You remember, whatever danger you're in, the Lord's near you. The Lord is with you. A present help.
Amen.
In trouble. I know there's lots of people in this service tonight, perhaps listening in, and the Lord has helped you. Somewhere along the road, the Lord has helped you.
Amen.
When you were in danger, you were in trouble. It was the Lord that helped you.
Amen.
It was the Lord that saved you. It was the Lord that preserved you. I would have feared in dying unless I had to leave to see
Hallelujah.
The goodness of the Lord in the
Hallelujah.
Land of the living. It's the Lord's
Hallelujah.
My helper.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Lord's your helper, brother and sister. The Lord is your helper. They know nothing about the facts which prove that physical health is part of man's salvation. It's paid for, Jehovah Rapha.
Amen.
It's the seventh redemptive name of the Lord, which he received. He is our healer. And he tells us, I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's the word of God to his people. God's word can feel. God's word can change. It needs no alteration. It is yea and it is amen in Christ Jesus. People see others healed, but they question whether healing is for them or not. They want to know, is it God's will for their healing? Many people today are wasting time and energy. They're seeking a special revelation from God on their healing. And they don't know if it's God's will to heal them or not. But yet, meantime, they spend all they can on natural means to get well. If it's not God's will to heal, why should we spend time and money and means to get well other ways if God does not want us to be well? I tell you, it's God's will we are healed.
Amen.
And we heard this morning when Jesus was here on the earth, the Bible says he went about everywhere doing good and healing all that were possessed of the devil. Albert Chambers preached a great sermon about doing good. And he took the life of Jesus and he talked about Jesus and he said Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, and he set the oppressed free. Now Chambers, Brother Chambers said, when you start to do that and do good, you're in opposition right away against the enemy. You're in opposition. They never said that Jesus patted him on the back and said, you're a great fella. We know when Jesus delivered the maniac of the Gadarenes and the pig trees ceased because they all drowned.
That's right.
And thousands of pigs, that thousands of demons, a legion of demons with the thousands, were in the pigs. Jesus cast them out with his word. And the pigs went into the water and were drowned and destroyed. And you know what they said? They said, Jesus, you better come up to our house. We'll make you tea and we'll have a big party. No, that never happened. They said, get out of our coast. They chased him.
That's right.
Many say, if I see miracles today, I believe. That's a lie too.
That's right. Amen.
The Bible says, blessed are they that have not seen and yet believed.
Hallelujah.
Jesus done the miracles and they still didn't believe. Jesus raised the dead, healed the sick, and they still would not believe. And even the devil himself said, you know, it's written, and he quoted the word of God. Cast yourself down in this mountain, for it is written. Imagine trying to quote the word to the word. Amen? That's never a good thing. Because the word's all word, not part word.
Amen.
It's all word. And Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word.
Amen.
Not just one word, but every word. That proceedeth out of the mouth of God. God keeps his word.
That's right.
If it's not God's will for them to get well, then it's wrong to seek natural healing. Why would they do it? I know so many people, and they say to me over the years that I've tried to tell God can heal them, and they said it mightn't be God's will, and they fly out patients all over the world to get them healed by natural means, and they're saying it's not God's will to heal. Why then do they spend the money and the time to seek healing if it's not God's will to heal? Why don't they just accept that then? You see, that doesn't even make sense, does it?
That's right.
It is God's will to heal.
Amen. Absolutely.
You know what Jack Cole said? He said when the man came to him and he said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me whole. And Jetco said, God corrected his wrong theology. And he says, I will.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
He said, if I will. And Jesus corrected his theology and said, I will be thy whole.
Amen.
It's the Lord's will to heal. You said, I was praying for and I never got healed. Well, then you need to believe it.
Amen.
You need to believe it. And you say, brother, well, have you prayed for people that weren't healed, and then you better stop praying for people? No. I preached for years for people to get saved, but they all didn't get saved. But that never stopped me preaching and getting saved.
Amen.
Did it stop you preaching and getting saved? You preach, you can preach for years and only see a few saved. But it's still God's will to save whosoever will call on him.
Amen.
It's not God's will that any should perish,
amen,
but that all should come to the saving knowledge of the truth.
Hallelujah.
And it's God's will to heal.
Amen. That's right.
God does not need to give a special revelation on healing. Now take your Bible in your hand for a moment this evening. You have your Bible, everyone, that's a Bible in your hand. And you know that in this book there's two testaments. There's the Old Testament and there's the New Testament. And testament is an old English word for will.
Amen.
So when you read the New Testament, you are in actual fact reading the new will. And in the new will you will read, by my stripes you were healed.
Amen.
You will read, lay hands on the sick and they recover. You will read, beloved, I wish you of all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul is prosper. That's what you will read in the will of God.
Amen.
You will read, Paul said, that he prayed all day that Israel might perceive that it's not God's will that any should perish. You'll read that in the new will. God wills you to be saved. God wills you to be healed. I said the other night that a great fellow, lots of people listened to him, but I finished listening to him because he said that atonement is limited. Now, I don't believe such stuff as that. I do not believe in a limited atonement because, you see, that throws in my mind the theory of God's limited in some way. And I preached a sermon years ago on the unlimited God.
Amen.
And I want to tell you, Jesus Christ is unlimited. He can save a thousand worlds.
Amen.
And I don't believe in limited salvation, limited atonement, limited this, limited that. I tell you, Jesus is not like the shopkeeper. That if the lorry doesn't drive in with this week's parcels, it flows down. I want to tell you, he has a supply above what we'll ever need.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
That's
right.
The Bible calls it abundant.
Amen.
Abundantly. And there's a wee song says, more abundantly.
Amen.
More abundantly. Right. Hallelujah. Now I want to look at these facts tonight. And I don't want to keep you too long. The absolute authority in healing is the Word of God. God's Word is God's will. If you want to know the will of God, read the Word of God. If you want God to speak to you, read the Word of God. If you want to speak to God, get on your knees and pray. When you're praying, you're speaking to God. When you're reading the Word of God, God is speaking to you. God's Word is God's will. God's Word is God's mouth. Amen. The Bible says God speak in times past. The first book of Hebrews, I love it, the book of Hebrews. God speak in times past. In sudden dry times, in divers waters, that means parts and parcels. Owned to their fathers by the prophets. But glory to God, he hath in these last days spoken unto us by Jesus Christ his Son.
Amen.
I tell you, this is God's voice that came. Sickness is no more natural than sin. Genesis 1 verse 31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good.
Amen.
God never made man a sinner, you know. When God made man, he had no sin. A great preacher in this country was challenged by an evolutionist at Queen's University many years ago. And that great smart man challenged this old preacher. And he thought he was smart, but the preacher was just too many for him. And he said to him, answer me a question. When God made Adam, the first man, what age was he? Answer me that from your evolution. What age was he? He was a full-grown man. What age was he? He was no age. Not only would you can't say what age he was no age. But God made him. He never was a baby. God made him a full man. And God breathed in his nostrils and he became a living soul and he stood upon his feet and he fellowshipped with God. And you know the word of God said he's made in the image of God. And that's how God made man. And God breathed in the man and that man became a living soul. And if he had never sinned, it's no telling how long he would have lived. Because before sin came, there's no decay. There was no sickness. But sin came because man listened to the voice of a woman and a woman listened to the voice of a serpent. Now we know Adam willfully took Eve. How many knows that? And you don't read it was Eve. You read it was Adam was in the transgression. Is that the Bible? All sin, but sin came by one man. That's what the Word of God said.
Amen.
He disobeyed God.
Amen.
One man brought sin, but one other man
Amen.
Brought righteousness.
Amen.
One man brought separation, but another man brought justification. One man plunged the gulf, but another man bridged the gulf.
Amen.
So we see God in the beginning didn't make man sick or sinful. God made him perfect.
Amen.
In all his ways, and God gave him power over creation, but he lost it because he disobeyed God. He lost it. Therefore, we should not look for the remedy of sin or sickness in nature, but from God who created us happy, strong, healthy, and in fellowship with him. Our healing is like our salvation. You cannot seek your salvation in a church. You cannot seek it in a preach. You cannot seek it in a prophet. You cannot seek it in a movement. But your salvation is in one person. That is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot be saved except you receive the person
Amen.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And healing is not in a movement. And healing is not in a group or an organization. But healing is in the same person. The person of the Lord Jesus Christ
Amen.
Is where our healing is.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't need to seek it nowhere else. God blesses the medical. We believe that. God uses doctors. We believe that. And the knowledge they have and the stuff they have, God give it. God allowed it. It assists in God for people to get well. We know that's the truth, but it's ultimately God that is a healer.
Amen.
Like the old preacher said, if you break your arm and the doctor puts it together and puts a cast on it, who heals it?
That's right.
The doctor didn't send you out healed. All he did is join it together, put a cast on it, sends you home, and that bone knits together with it. God, your body, that heals yourself. Is that right? God is the healer.
Right.
Amen. We appreciate the doctors. And I will tell you, if you work well tomorrow, go and see a doctor. I'm not against the doctor. I'm all for the doctor. We appreciate it. But I'll tell you, when the doctors can do no more for you, you're going to need the Lord, aren't you? Amen. And I tell you, the doctor can't save you. There's only one that can save, that's Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus is the only Savior.
Amen.
There's no earthly priest can save you either.
Yes.
Jesus is the only Savior.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Look at this. Both sin and sickness came into the world through the fall. Therefore, we must look for healing and salvation in the Savior. They came through the fall. Therefore, we cannot receive it in nature. We must receive it outside of nature. That is through the Lord Jesus Christ. He left the glory and splendor of heaven above. He took upon him the form of a man. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He condescended, he came down, so that he could become us, that we might become him. It is only through the Lord Jesus Christ we are seeing, and we're ever going to reach heaven, is through him. When God called his children out of Egypt, he made a covenant of healing with them. Exodus 15, verse 26. And said, if thou wilt gently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and will keep all statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Amen.
Now I want you to get this point, and I want to stress this. That is so true, but yet withal, when they fail and they fall short, and many of us has, God still heals them. Amen? When they looked afresh to the remedy, they were healed. And even if we fall short, if we will look afresh to God's remedy, and God's remedy is Jesus Christ on the cross,
Amen.
The Lord will save us and heal us. Because if he could do it under an old covenant, what can he do under a new covenant?
Right.
Exodus 23, verse 25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee.
Amen.
That's a promise of God.
That's right. Amen.
The Lord wants to bless your home. He wants to bless your children. You say, but Brother Tom, they're not serving the Lord. Plead the blood over them.
Amen.
You pray for them. You do the praying for them. If they can't pray, it's down to me and you. Are you hearing me this evening?
Amen.
Jesus.
That's right.
That's why that the movements have been infiltrated by Jesuits. And that is why across the world today, when the movements have claimed to have great revelation, there's men amongst them and they've belittled the blood of Jesus. And they preach doctrines, we've moved on, we don't need the blood. They are false apostates. That's what they are. Don't miss them. Know what they are. They are false. Let's believe what Spurgeon said. Spurgeon says you can preach on the blood in every service and you'll bend God's will. And a man that never preaches about the blood of Jesus, don't go to hear him, not even once. You're only wasting your time. He's no message. Why? Because he's anemic.
Yes.
Come on. He lacks the blood. And when someone's anemic and doesn't have the strength in it, it needs someone, some sort of a substitute to give him the strength and the power. But the message that's not anemic, that the blood's in, that the power's in it, and Leviticus 17 tells us the life of the flesh is in blood. Right in this Old Testament, you can take the law of the first mention. And you should conceive for God himself made the first sacrifice. He came down to Adam and we were naked. Who told you? And then you know the whole story in Genesis. And God sacrificed an animal, slain it, made them skins, clothed them. God done the first sacrifice. Then Abel being a son of Adam and a son of God, came forward by revelation and offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, with which he obtained favor with God. Is that right? Because God accepted the blood. That can never be broken. It remains an absolute truth to this very day. All through their history you find them in sickness and in pestilence, turning to God in repentance and confession always, and when their sins were forgiven, their sicknesses were healed. If people are willing to acknowledge I'm a sinner, I've done wrong, I've fallen short, and even people that see it, sometimes you can backslide. Sometimes you can do things you shouldn't do. Maybe tell a wee lie on your brother or your sister. Or spread a wee... Let's be honest about it tonight. But the Lord can forgive you. All manner of sins shall be forgiven, except the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. It will never be forgiven. Never in this world or the world to come. So when you see people that they're so quick to condemn gifts of the Spirit, I tell you, that's dangerous work. How many knows what I'm talking about? You cannot be forgiven when you speak against the Holy Spirit. But God will forgive people that these were the children of Israel. Even when they'd done wrong, if they repented, God received them because of the blood. Amen? Because of the way he made. Numbers 21 verse 8. And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. All he had to do was look upon the pole, the brass pole. Now, how many knows that brass speaks of judgment? Now, if you were to come, and I don't want to get off the subject, but in the tabernacle series on the Old Testament, when you see the place for the sacrifice was placed in the midst of that first part. How many knows the name of it? For the birth of stuff in it. Brazen labor. Altar. Now here's the thing about it. I want you to get this quickly. It was 3 cubits high, but the grid in the middle of it was 1.5. Now when you look at the measurements of all the Old Testament tabernacle, the lava was 1.5, the table of showbread's 1.5, the golden altar of incense is 1.5. Why is everything 1.5? Come back to this lever. That is where the sacrifice was placed into it. Now all the cups, pots and spoons and pans fit it in it. They stored all the vessels of the tabernacle in this lever. Am I saying it right, brother? No, where the burning stuff, brother.
The altar.
The altar. Praise God. Keep me right now.
Amen.
The altar they placed everything within the altar. Now here's the thing. On the midst of the altar was 3.5 cubits. The full height of the altar was 3. The midst of it, sorry, 1.5 cubits. Everything went within it. Do you know why? It was wood covered with brass. The wood speaks to us of the humanity of Jesus Christ. The brass speaks to us as the judgment of God on Christ. Because God judged Jesus in our place. All the wrath of a holy God, Jesus took upon him for our sin in the cross.
Amen.
And the brass speaks to the judgment of God. And the fact that every single pound and everything fitted within it, everything is in Christ. You don't need nothing else when you've got Jesus Christ. Because everything you're ever going to need is in the lovely person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it's 1.5 cubits where the flame was, where the sacrifice was. And the lamb was 1.5 cubits. The table, everything else is 1.5 cubits. Why? Because Jesus is unchanging.
Amen.
He remains the same throughout. It's Hebrews 13:8. And here we see this serpent is brass. In Numbers 21:8, a brass serpent lifted on a pole. That is a type of receiving the judgment so that God wouldn't smite them down dead, but God would take the judgment on this type for the people and they would live when they looked upon it. Now, if you could look upon a brass serpent and a pole, and then that look, live, and God's remedies never change, you will live if you look.
Amen.
God healed those who were bitten by the fiery serpents through a look at a brazen serpent and a pole, which is a type of Calvary. John 3:14-15. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. The prostitute, the drunkard, I don't care where you are, how unclean you are, if you will look to Jesus Christ on the cross,
Amen.
You can live.
Hallelujah.
There is life for a look
Amen.
At the Lord tonight.
Right.
Just like this brass serpent, they were bitten, and there was a deadly wound, and would kill them. But when they looked, they lived.
Amen.
And even if you're sick tonight, physically in your body, if you will look afresh to Jesus on the cross, you can live.
That's right.
Because it's by the stripes of Jesus Christ you're healed.
Amen.
By his stripes, 1 Peter 2:24. If everyone who looked at the brazen serpent was healed then, it is logical that everyone who looks at Jesus Christ can be healed today. Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, John 3:14, even so, for the same purpose must the Son of Man be lifted up. Jesus Christ was lifted up to heal people and save them. Just like this brass serpent in the Old Testament, in Numbers 21, was lifted up, and the people that had sinned and fallen short, the serpents bit them. It bit them because they were sinners. Are you getting that part of the picture? And yet below, when they looked, they lived. And if men and women will only say, Lord, I'm a sinner, and I need you, and they will look to Jesus on the cross, they can be saved. But they must acknowledge their sin and repent of it and call upon the name of the Lord, and they'll be saved.
Amen.
Numbers 21:4. Let's read verse 4-9. I'm going to finish in a moment. My time's gone. And they journeyed from the Mount Horeb by the way of the sea. Numbers 21:4-9. Red Sea, they compassed the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people speak against God and against Moses. Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water. And our soul loatheth this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people. And they bit the people. Much people of Israel died. Now even though they died, look what it says in verse 7. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee, crying unto the Lord that he may take away the serpent from us, the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it on the pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent on the pole, he lived. Now, regardless to how this disease that's out there, and look, we know there is something. How many politicians have you heard calling for a day of prayer? I haven't heard any. But I tell you what, the Bible's true. And the Word of God says, if my people, when they're called by my name,
amen,
shall humble themselves and fast and pray,
right,
then they will hear from heaven,
amen,
and I, the Lord, will heal their land.
Right.
But when the people refuse to do that, how can God do it?
Right.
These people were given a choice. God doesn't force us. You know, you have children, I have children growing up, they get a certain age, they do their own thing. You cannot take your boy that's grown or your daughter that's grown, you cannot force them and say you're going to be saved. You can't do it. When they're of an age of understanding, they have their own mind. And here these people were given a choice by God. And God let these things come upon them to turn them. He let it happen to them so that they would turn to God. And many times things happen to people so that God's rich in mercy, God permits it, so that people will turn and seek the face of the Lord. But what do? They blame God. But these people repented, and the Lord healed them.
Amen.
Under an old brass serpent. Now God can heal these people. They were disobedient. They'd done the thing they weren't meant to do, but God still was merciful. The God we serve is full of mercy tonight. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
God is a merciful God. He wants to save the adulterer, the fornicator, the smoker, the drinker. Jesus loves you. He hates the sin, but he loves the sinner. What about John 3:17? For God sent not a son into the world to condemn the world.
That's right.
But that the world through him might be saved.
Amen.
Jesus wants to save you. But you have to look upon Calvary. There's no movement you can point it to. There's failures in every one of them. Jesus is the one.
Amen.
He never failed. 2 minutes and I'm closing. The people had sinned against God then, and the people have sinned against God now. The poisoned serpent bite resulted in death then, and results in death still today. John 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I'm closing. My time's gone, and I don't want to keep this. I know you might think it, but it's gone. How many enjoy the Word of God?
Amen.
Boys, I could preach all the night, but I don't want to hold this. Let's stand our feet. Praise God. If you look to the Lord, they look to the Lord then. If you look to the Lord now, Jesus Christ the same. He never changes.
Amen.
Don't give up.
Thank you, Jesus.
We build on often, sings that. Some of you brothers know Bill Dunn. He sings it often. You see him a lot these days on Facebook. Don't give up. You're on the brink of a miracle.
Amen.
On the brink of a miracle.
Amen.
You think of these people, they were away from God. Let me stress this point as we come to close. These people were away from God. They were doing the wrong thing, and God still touched them. Now, we're not in that condition tonight, perhaps. I trust most of us are serving the Lord.
Amen.
Now, if God can do that for a people that's away from God, what should God be fit to do for us to serve the Lord?
Right.
If we will come humbly before the Lord,
the Lord
can hear us and answer us tonight.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, you sisters that work out and use it, out there, and you're mixing every day with people, you can do nothing about it. The Lord's your protector.
Amen. That's right.
You pray. Listen to me. I want you to hear me this evening. This is important. And I'm going to pray tonight. I want you to pray, whether you're working a shift or on a machine, whatever you do, it's always good to pray, even if it's just a short prayer. Pray to the Lord.
Amen.
Pray to the Lord. And you say, Lord, I need you today. I need your protection, your provision.
Amen.
I need you today. Praise God. Many's a man prayed and never knew it. I know a man, and he prayed on the morning before he went out to work, and he was going to work, he's going to a new job, and he was driving machines, he was travelling along the road. And as he's driving along the road, he said an audible voice spoke to him and said, pull over and stop. And he said, I'm talking to myself. And the voice persisted, pull over and stop. And he pulled the vehicle over and he stopped, and he didn't know why he stopped. And just up from him a bit, there was a crossroads, and there's a boy come round it in two wheels. And he said, if he had him just a little further up, he would have hit him head on. He would have hit him head on. He was absolutely flying. Come round the corner in 2 weeks, but the Lord preserved him.
Amen.
God's our keeper.
Amen, that's right.
Let us bow our heads this evening. If there's anyone listening in tonight, and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, and you're all worried about this pandemic, what they call it, and all these things, I want you to call upon the name of the Lord tonight. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
Father in heaven, we thank you tonight for your precious word. Lord, I know that your word cannot fail. You can't fail. You said, I am the Lord thy God, I change not.
Amen.
Father, I believe you tonight. Lord, I pray for every single one in this room and those that's near and dear to every one of us tonight. Lord, will you cover us afresh with your precious
Amen.
Blood? Will you cover our children with your precious blood? Will you keep every one of us safe from all the wiles of the enemy?
Jesus.
We believe your word tonight that you're our shield and our exceeding great reward, our protector. Lord, as the hen gathered her brood, will you gather us under your wings and guard us from the evil?
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, there's a man or woman that's safe tonight listening in. Lord, may you grant them the saving grace. Or the backslider, may you restore them.
Yes, Lord.
These children of Israel called upon you in their distress, and they looked again to the brass serpent, and they were healed. But Lord, we know there's life for a look tonight at the crucified one. Lord, I ask for those perhaps listening in, laying at home. Think of me own dad tonight. Lord, I pray from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, that they might know the miracle power of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Lord, we send your word tonight. And we pray you'll touch them. Strengthen them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Touch that man. Touch that woman. Touch that boy, that girl. And may they be whole. In Jesus Christ's name. Lord, we pray for own nurses and doctors. Lord, tonight. Keep them safe. Cover them with your precious blood. Guard them, O God, against all evil. For, Lord, we confess that we're trusting and believing you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. God bless each one. And maybe next Sunday morning we'll have a communion. How many like a communion service? How many's happy enough to do a communion service? We've got the wee things we can pass it round, and then the week after that I'm going to get the elders to do the services again. We're going to start all over again. How many enjoyed these different brothers preaching this morning? Well, we're going to do it all again. We'll start with my dad and Brother John, and then round through all these brothers. You boys keeping your toes. Isn't it good? Isn't it good? And every one of these brothers is different, but that's what we want. God doesn't need parents. You know what I'm saying? You know, everyone's different, and you want that difference. It's a fivefold ministry. Pray for the services, and the Lord bless each one, and we'll be here Wednesday night for prayer and Bible study at 7:30 Wednesday night. God bless you, Brother Gary. God bless each one.
Thank you for Jesus and all that he's done for us.
Amen.
lift our heads to the Lord, amen. Precious God, we give you thanks this evening, Lord, for the gift of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your word indeed says that we were healed by your stripes. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you were wounded for our transgressions.
Amen.
You were bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you.